An hour later he was back in the maze, perched atop a wall some 100 meters or so into it. The sighting was only slightly more extensive from this point of view than from the walls of the fort, and considerably more dangerous, but the brass had insisted. "We want all the extra warning we can get," the colonel had told him. "That I can get," he amended, but only to himself. Fatheads, Felix thought from his perch. What was the point in building the goddamn bunker in the first place if they were going to send people out of it every chance they got? And for what? He was able to scan maybe 30 approaches more from where he was than the lookouts on the wall could see, but the nature of the maze screened at least that many. They could be close and coming from almost any direction without him seeing them. Shit, he thought. Fatheads. Still, he had to admit he enjoyed talking to them, needling them. He was worried about some damage he might be doing to Schoen's career, but not enough to stop it. Frankly, he thought with a grin, he was having too much fun. He caught himself. Fun? What's got into me, anyway? Ants, reported a voice he didn't recognize. One of the other scouts similarly perched. Southeast from the bunker. Anybody else see him? Felix did. He said so. They were halfway across the maze and coming fast. Looks like some of them are sweeping for a southerly assault. He stood up unsteadily, tracking the bouncing skullheads in the distance. Major Aleke cut into the frequency. He sounded breathless.
Felix?
Felix.
Ants?
Ants.
What else?
Felix barely hesitated.
Just ants so far. Scouts in.
With that, he cut the circuit and scrambled back toward the bunker. Felix knew better than to report to the command platform in person. After gathering all information from the other scouts, he sent Railsmith along with it. Then he looked for a seat among the scores of alerted warriors scrambling along the wall to watch. Dominguez appeared in front of him. He grabbed hold of Felix with both armored hands and held him still. He placed his faceplate against Felix's.
Just ants so far?
He echoed. And they both began to laugh. To giggle, really. Helplessly, they collapsed together. They laughed and laughed.
What's got into me?
He thought, trying to catch his breath. 6 hours and 45 minutes into the drop, the second attack began. It came from two directions at once, without pause between the waves. The main runway held the bulk of the attackers. The southern wall fought off the rest. Altogether, there were half again as many ants the second time. Wave after wave after wave. It didn't help. The ants were running into instant death as before. It was brutal. It was ugly. It was short.